This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The January 6th committee heard from a Coloradan today as it began to present the role violent extremist groups played in the breach of the U.S. Capitol. Jason Van Tatenhove of Estes Park is a former spokesman for the Oath Keepers, a far-right militia group that he now describes as a, quote, very dangerous organization. Tatenhove told Congress the leader of the Oath Keepers has long been interested in the armed overthrow of elected leaders. The San Luis Valley DA has agreed to dramatically improve how he treats victims of crime after a state investigation. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
A state board found Alonzo Payne repeatedly ignored, belittled, and even yelled at crime victims for several years. The board tried to get him and his staffers to receive training, but he didn't comply. So they took the matter to the governor, who referred it to Attorney General Phil Weiser.
To have a case dismissed, for example, before you're ever consulted, without ever understanding what's going on, leaves you as a victim to potentially be re-traumatized.
Under the agreement, the DA and the office must improve its procedures and be trained on how to treat crime victims. The DA may also be recalled this November. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Crews are fighting a brush fire near Mount Lindo and Highway 285 in Jefferson County. Evacuations have been ordered for residents in Mount Lindo and parts of Willow Springs. No buildings are currently in danger. Right now in Denver, it's 94 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 99. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.